Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, we got relax or go off. So I'm going to go through storylines, topics from the week one in the NFL.
I remember this song from Madden. Remember it's like Madden 2003 or something like that? Yeah, this is
legendary beat here.
Most Def, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm going to set up the topic, and you're going to tell me if I need to relax or go off.
Okay.
Like, go off, King, as the kids say. Don't say go off, King.
I will not say that.
Well, maybe you can. All right, Friday night, the Eagles beat the Packers in Brazil 34-29. You hear that score, and you hear those teams, and you think, huh, sounds like an awesome game. But the game ended on a sour note as the Packers star quarterback Jordan Love hurt his knee in the waning moments of the game. It's being reported that Love will miss anywhere between 3 and 6 weeks. This injury should be enough to cancel all games outside of the country moving forward. If the league cares about player safety, their playing surface should matter too. Relax or go off?
I would say go off in the sense that you shouldn't play in that place in Brazil ever again on that field, but relax in the idea that you can't ever play another international game. I don't feel like this is a big scourge in the NFL every time they go to London or every time they go to Germany or Mexico, wherever they go. I don't think that this is something that's been happening that often, but maybe I'm wrong. I don't have the stats in front of me or anything. It just doesn't seem like that. If that was really such a problem, I feel like we'd hear about it every international game, and I don't feel like we do.
So there's problems. Mexico had security problems, and remember the locker rooms were like a quarter mile away, and they had to build a tunnel to get them. They
didn't some guy like steal Brady's jersey out of the locker room too? Was that in Mexico?
That was a Super Bowl.
That was a Super Bowl.
That was a Super Bowl, yeah, but the guy was from Mexico.
Yes.
That's what it was. Okay,
he
right.
was from like Mexican TV.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I think relax and now just find maybe a little more planning. Prior planning prevents piss poor performance. The right place, because I'm sorry if we think NFL athletes are the most premier athletes, whatever. They're not. Those FIFA dudes are worth a lot more money, some of them. They're like $250 million type athlete, whatever. So if they can bounce around the world and play friendlies and do things and figure it out, and I know they're very sensitive. That's why they have to put grass down out here at Gillette for the World Cup and all those things. If they can figure it out, we can figure it out. Just don't let greed take you to places where the structure isn't really there. Take it to the right places. That might be Wembley or Germany or some of those places in Europe, but not maybe South America, Africa, Asia. If the place isn't good enough, don't just go for the paycheck.
Yeah, and it seemed like everyone behaved themselves. You know, everybody's worried there was going to be some sort of big problem there.
Yeah, it's worse with freaking Chargers Raiders in those places. Chargers, it's more dangerous in those places.
It really was. All right, what else we got, TC?
All right, staying with Friday night, Saquon Barkley had a huge game in his first game with his new team. 3 touchdowns, 1 receiving, 2 rushing, accounting for 132 yards of total offense. Plugging Barkley into one of the best teams in football will vault him to another level, and Barkley will win the offensive player of the year. Relax or go off.
Do you need me to open up my FanDuel app where I placed the bet after the practice against the Eagles for Barkley for offensive player of the year?
Yeah.
Because I did that.
Do it.
Because, no, I'm not showing that. But I did. I legitimately did it. He has 2 of the top-selling jerseys right now in the top 5. The Kelly Green one and the whatever their regular one is.
Eagles jerseys.
Cool. Yeah. He's ridiculous, and when I saw it, I was like, wow, that offense is really great. People barely know he's on that offense. People forget how good he was before he was crushed by the New York offense and Daniel Jones. Go back to Penn State, or even his first year. Mm. I believe he was an all-pro as a rookie. He put up ridiculous numbers. He has massive thighs, massive playmaking. If he stays healthy, he's going to have a massive year.
But he's not going to stay healthy, so you might want to cash out on that bet if he has a couple more weeks.
Yeah, what's your cash out?
Yeah,
right,
I mean, well, listen, after 1 week, they probably won't give you anything juicy until like week 8. And if he's still running around like that in week 8, then I'll eat my words. But man, you know, talk about a guy who was really just so much potential and seemed like he was going to just take over the league, and then that 2020 injury. He hasn't been a total ghost since then. He's missed some games.
When he plays, he's really good.
When he's out there, he's good, but it just seems like it's hard for him to finish these years.
So, to be honest, I would
relax.
I only bet small. No, I bet $2 on that.
Okay.
I'm a low money guy. I can cash out for 3 right now.
Hey.
That sounds like a win.
I mean, listen.
Should I cash out for 3 or should I
let it roll?
I'd let it roll. I'd let it roll at least 1 more week. Maybe he can get up to 4.
Absolutely.
He has another big game. Maybe even 5.
All right, the Bills escaped an upset at home. The Bills escaped an upset at home by the Cardinals, coming back to beat Arizona 34-28. Bills needing a comeback against the Cardinals team that didn't even utilize Marvin Harrison Jr. in his rookie debut. But the Bills get the win, albeit not in dominant fashion. This was a sign of things to come for Buffalo in 2024. The Bills will be in the bottom 2 of the AFC East this season. Relax or go off.
Bottom 2, I'd say go off. I think that that's where they're going to be. I think they're going to have a hard time staying ahead of the Jets and the Dolphins. I think they'll be the third place team. I do.
Yeah, that could be a playoff team.
They could still be
a
playoff
question.
Team, sure. But I'm saying I think they'll be in the bottom half of the division, playoff team or not. I think that you saw a great comeback, and Josh Allen is still an MVP caliber player. But his lack of offense is the reason why they got into that hole in the first place. And I think against better teams, that's going to be a problem for him and a problem for them in general. And they could have used Marvin Harrison. He was streaking up the field wide open. No one even was near him. And Calamari, as our good friend Gresh used to call him, was not looking that direction. So, yeah, I was expecting that those two might have an early chemistry and get off to a good start. You gotta look for that kid if he's out there open like that.
Yeah, go off, I guess. I do think the Bills are they're not nearly as talented as Miami or New York overall, in my opinion. So it'll play as a Josh Allen thing or a post-Stephon Diggs thing. I think Josh Allen is really good. I think that team is not as good as the other two teams they're competing with.
While the Texans came into the season as one of the trendy Super Bowl picks by the football world, they barely squeaked by the Colts in Week 1, beating Indy 29-27. Colts showed that with a healthy Anthony Richardson, they're right there with the Texans in the AFC South. Get your Colts AFC South futures tickets now. The Colts will win that division. Relax or go off.
Go off. Just because I bet the under on the Texans and I want to continue to root for my bets to succeed. And I was rooting for an upset there because that would have been a nice start to my season going against the Texans. Anthony Richardson, Scheim has got him as MVP. He's not going to win the MVP. I just got to tell
Scheim
right
now. He's
fun,
though.
He's fun. He's very fun. He needs to stay healthy.
He had that one great throw.
Freak.
He had one really, really good
throw. That's freak. That is something. If you see that in person, you felt like you saw something like that's red seat crap or that's like,
right,
no, that's like legitimate craziness. And he can do those types of things. Remember, he had, and I'm not big on the whole relative athletic score and all that pre-draft crap, but he was a perfect 10 in that. Basically saying you cannot get a better, more well-rounded athlete than Anthony Richardson. If he can stay healthy, he's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I would say probably relax with that. I don't think the Colts are going to be better than the Jaguars this year, for example. I know the Jags lost. I just think the Jaguars are a more complete team. I like their offense a little bit better. And I think Trevor Lawrence is a better quarterback than Anthony Richardson, even if he does have a great throw like that once in a while. I also think, Richardson coming off the injury, we'll see if he can stay healthy this year. I still don't love the Colts' offensive line. And it seems like Jonathan Taylor may not be exactly what we remember him as either. So I would say Texans and the Jaguars will probably battle it out at the top of that division. I think that the Colts end up third, probably not fourth, but definitely third.
It wasn't surprising that the Saints beat the Panthers in week one, but it was surprising how badly they beat Carolina. 30-3 at halftime, 47-10 final score. Carolina looked absolutely lost out there, and it looks like they're destined to finish with the worst record in the NFL for the third consecutive season. By the end of this year, we will be able to confidently say that this is the worst three-year stretch for a team in NFL history. Relax or go off?
Go off. The Panthers stink. Mm. We knew they stunk. We know the coach, I'm sorry, all these things about his schedule and they're out by three on Thursday and out by two on Friday. Like,
the ladies love traffic. That guy, by the way. Canales?
Well, yeah.
Oh, man. I mean, it's
Didn't
gross.
He also, there was a story about he cheated on his wife or something. Oh, he wrote about it in his
that.
Book.
I did know that, yes.
Yeah.
She made him write a whole book about how
yes.
he was sorry about doing it.
But now
it.
He's like, that's found right. God, I think. Or
that's usually what happens after that.
Absolutely.
That's usually the next step.
No, I mean, you stink. You have an impetuous owner. There's a lot going on behind the scenes, it mm-hmm. seems like there. It's a terrible power structure.
They missed out on a number one pick.
There's a lot just... They stink, so go on. They're bad.
Yeah.
Go off.
That's an example of drafting a quarterback
yourself.
Who is not a who. who's maybe not ready for prime time, maybe the wrong situation to put a quarterback in. Bryce Young looked great in college. Last year, he was lined up behind the guard. He didn't know what he was doing. He couldn't put one foot in front of the other. And this year, the way it started is not any better. So, yeah, I'd go off with that one, too. All right, there you go. That is Relax or Go Off with Tom Carroll. Nice job there. All right, 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We'll come back and wrap up our thoughts here on the Patriots, and then we'll have a little bonus baseball for you going until 6:15. Additionally, here as we hand things off to the MassMutual pregame show, Red Sox and the Orioles tonight. We'll get to all that next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken care
forever,
of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden that. Fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.